You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, wow, the cracks are really beginning to show. A Republican representative went on TV to explain that he will be impeaching Donald Trump if Trump continues his threats towards our NATO ally of Greenland. Of course, we already have military troops in Greenland. They are our friend. We do not have to be threatening them on a daily basis. And GOP Representative Don Bacon of Nebraska says he will be able to muster up enough GOP support to end Donald Trump's term early. That is what he says. He could end Trump's term. Keep in mind, Trump is already one or two seats away from being a lame duck president, meaning he can't actually pass anything long term through Congress. It's largely the fault of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, who has gotten his Republican caucus so out of control that Marjorie Taylor Greene resigned due to the Epstein files. A Republican representative in California unfortunately passed away, and there are reports that dozens more Republicans will be resigning. So just one or two resignations in Trump's term ends before the midterms even begin. Maybe it's because he's speaking like this about Greenland outside of the White House when he's supposed to be speaking about healthcare.
You have to pull out of NATO if it doesn't help you acquire Greenland. If it doesn't lead to
Well, we're going to see. NATO has been dealing with us on Greenland. We need Greenland for national security very badly. If we don't have it, we have a big hole in national security, especially when it comes to what we're doing in terms of the Golden Dome and all of the other things. We have a lot of investments in military. We have got the strong.
You know what? I was going to debunk this, but I want to let a Republican senator debunk this. So just think about this. Republicans in the House are saying, hey, we have enough support to impeach Donald Trump if he does this. Republicans in the Senate are saying, hey, the Trump aggression towards Greenland is not welcome, and we will make sure there are consequences towards Trump. So this could genuinely end his term.
As a fiscal conservative, mm-hmm. Think about this. We don't have to pay whatever we have to pay or go to the expense of whatever it would take to take this country and then have it discounted with all the loss of alliances.
Uh-huh.
At our height, we had as many as 17 military installations there.
There's
no question that that Denmark and that Greenland would like to have American technology to potentially fully realize the rare earth minerals potential they have there.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that the infrastructure that at one point allowed as many as 17 military bases could be modernized and we could be there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. They are our NATO ally. We could literally just call them up. Trump's type of diplomacy is to bully every country with tariffs. He even floated putting tariffs on Greenland or Denmark earlier in order to get the country. It's not going to work. You can't bully NATO allies. If we wanted to send more troops over there, there would be more than welcome. But then, rather than doing that, they have J.D. Vance out there saying that the War Powers Act is fake and unconstitutional. The reason this is scary is because right as he's saying this, we are striking Venezuela. We might be striking other countries, and Trump is threatening Greenland. So J.D. Vance comes out there and says, actually, the president can go to war unilaterally. He does not need the authorization of Congress. Now, if they continue to speak this way, that is when Representative Don Bacon, as I'll show you in a second, will go towards impeachment. So J.D. Vance is making the argument that will impeach Donald Trump.
...technicality than any disagreement of policy. If you look at the people who actually voted, every single one of them have supported the administration's plan. Second of all, as the president, I believe himself, has already said, every president, Democrat or Republican, believes the War Powers Act is fundamentally a fake and unconstitutional law. It's not going to change anything about how we conduct foreign policy over the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months, and that'll continue to be how we approach things.
That's absolutely BS, number one. Presidents have acted with an authorized use of military force to strike countries in the Middle East after 9/11. You can disagree with that, but an authorized use of military force is way different than saying the president can go to war without Congress being able to weigh in. So J.D. Vance is arguing for Donald Trump to be able to unilaterally start a war at the same time that everybody is posturing towards Greenland in such a way that the American people are scared. A CNN poll says 75% of voters oppose the U.S. taking Greenland, including 50% of Republicans. 60% think Trump is going too far to expand U.S. power over other countries. 58% oppose the U.S. controlling Venezuela post-Maduro. 57% think he has hurt America's standing in the world. The majority on everything disagree with him when it comes to foreign affairs, but the big one here is 75% of voters oppose the U.S. taking Greenland, including half of Republicans. That means, for some reason, half of Republicans are blind enough to support him on that, but the Republicans in power are acting as a check. The Republicans in power, like Don Bacon, are saying this. And keep in mind, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson only has a one-seat majority at the moment. They have no room for error. If Don Bacon switched over, it would be over. The impeachment articles would pass because Marjorie Taylor Greene resigned. She's no longer there. She's no longer there, and that screwed them over.
Threatened countries who oppose his strange talk on Greenland is also absurd. And I think a lot of the stuff about invading Greenland, he says, I believe it's really being done for negotiating effect, but he says it almost every day. So I feel like people like me and others, we got to speak up and say it's wrong. You don't threaten a NATO ally. They've been a great ally that we've had bases on there since World War II. Denmark has fought with us and on our by our side in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I feel like it's incumbent on folks like me to speak up and say that these threats and bullying of an ally are wrong. And just on the weird chance that he's serious about invading Greenland, I want to let him know that it would probably be the end of his presidency. Most Republicans know this is immoral and wrong, and we're going to stand up against it.
So what would happen if he decided to use military force to take over Greenland?
Well, I think one way or the other way, whether it's even Republican control or if it's Democrat control after November, I think it would lead to impeachment. It's invading ally to me is a high crime and misdemeanor. And we have a treaty, we have the NATO agreement it would be basically severing this whole agreement and invading an ally, a democracy. It's immoral, it's wrong.
It is a high crime and misdemeanor, he says. He says that they'd be willing to impeach Donald Trump. And just on a really broad scale, before I play this clip of Caroline Leavitt, on a really broad scale, invading Greenland would not protect U.S. interests. It might feel like a dopamine spike for Trump short term, but invading a country would undermine the U.S.'s status on the global stage. The U.S. has benefited from the global structure post-World War II that has maintained a certain level of peace. I understand that Vietnam happened, that wars in the Middle East happened, and other wars that we can point to, but a global conflict where the U.S. is getting pulled in, Europe is getting pulled in, and it's a world war, that has been prevented due to NATO, due to Article 5 of NATO, which says that countries will protect other countries in the alliance if one is invaded. If one is invaded, you fuck with everyone in NATO. So now, if Trump invades a NATO ally, that means Article 5 is dead. That means countries can invade other countries now. Russia aggression will ramp up. Chinese aggression will ramp up. Europe will get defensive, and then it'll just break out into chaos that destabilizes the global order and ends up reverting back to a pre-World War II era where we could just, you know, start an entire global war with no defense mechanism. We don't have France and Germany as allies. In fact, France and Germany are mobilizing troops to protect Greenland right now. And as this is happening, Caroline Leavitt is defending Trump for saying that he wants to cancel the election, or he says that he should cancel the midterm.
My question is, President Trump has talked twice in recent days, once at the Kennedy Center and then to Reuters again last night about canceling the election. Why is he talking about this?
I believe you're referring to the president's interview at Reuters last night. I was in that interview. It was a closed-door interview. Obviously, there was not audio or video. The president was simply joking. He was saying, we're doing such a great job. We're doing everything the American people thought. Maybe we should just keep rolling. But
dude, this is some serious propaganda, like North Korea shit right here. The president was simply joking, even though he's tried to coup the last election, even though he's talked about doing this, even though he's put executive orders against mail-in voting, he was simply joking. So to wrap it back up, Republican Representative Don Bacon, who I showed you earlier in this video, is saying there will be GOP support for impeaching Donald Trump if he invades Greenland. If you think that's fair, drop a like, subscribe. Let me know in the comment section. I love you all. Peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.